This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia struck Ukraine's capital, Kiev, with missiles early on Sunday for the first time in more than a month, while Ukrainian officials said a counterattack on the main battlefield in the east had retaken half of the city of Severodonetsk. Ukraine said Russia had carried out the strike using long-range air-launched missiles fired from heavy bombers as far as the Caspian Sea. At least one person was hospitalized, but there was no immediate reports of deaths from the strike, a reminder of war in a capital where normal life has largely returned since Russian forces were driven from its outskirts in March. The attack was the first big strike on Kiev since late April, when a missile killed a journalist. Recent weeks have seen Russia focus its destructive might mainly on front lines in the east and south, although Moscow occasionally strikes elsewhere in what it calls a campaign to degrade Ukraine's military infrastructure and block Western arms shipment. North Korea fired 8 short-range ballistic missiles towards the sea off its east coast on Sunday, likely its largest single test, a day after South Korea and the United States ended joint military drills. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said at least 8 missiles were fired from the North Korean capital, Pyongyang. In response to North Korea's missile launches, Japan's Self-Defense Force issued a statement that Japan and the United States had conducted a joint military exercise, and South Korea convened a National Security Council meeting where President Yoon Suk-yeol ordered, quote, expanded deterrence of South Korea and the United States and continued reinforcement of united defense posture. This is VOA News. Bird conservationists are working to bring the critically endangered Bali myna back from the brink of extinction. With help from unlikely allies, bird breeders and sellers in Indonesia, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Endemic to Bali, the myna has been prized for its striking white plumage and song. But the bird's capture for sale, coupled with habitat loss, led to the myna becoming critically endangered, and by 2001, only about 6 were living in the wild, though there were thousands in cages around the world. Now conservationists see bird breeders as key to bringing the myna back. Breeders are allowed to keep 90% of the offspring for private sale, while the remaining birds are released into a protected national park in Bali. Veterinarian I. Gede Nyoman Bayu Wirayuda of Friends of the National Parks Foundation.
We need also to give something back to the community so they can feel conservation, give them benefit.
Monitoring is needed to ensure success, but the model could be replicated for other endangered birds. I'm Ben Thomas.
3 people were killed and 11 others wounded on Saturday after multiple shooters opened fire into a crowd in the U.S. city of Philadelphia, according to police. The shooting took place on a busy street known for its nightlife. Police Inspector D.F. Pace told reporters 2 men and a woman had been killed, adding officers responded to the incident, quote, observed several active shooters shooting into the crowd. He said that numerous officers were already on the scene when the first shots were heard, describing it as standard deployment for the area on summer weekend nights, but local media reports no arrests were made. The U.S. has been rocked by a series of high-profile shootings in recent weeks, including at a school in Texas, a church in California, a grocery store in New York, and a hospital in Oklahoma. The incidents have collectively left dozens dead. A gunman suspected of fatally shooting a retired county judge at a home in the northern U.S. state of Wisconsin had a list that included Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. That's according to Whitmer's office and a law enforcement source. The 56-year-old suspect is accused of killing a retired judge in his house in New Lisbon on Friday. Recapping our top story, Russia struck Ukraine's capital, Kiev, with missiles early on Sunday for the first time in more than a month. Ukraine said Russia had carried out the strike using long-range air-launched missiles fired from heavy bombers as far as the Caspian Sea. The attack, the first big strike on Kiev since late April, when a missile killed a journalist. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.